As we take leave of this holy Yontif of Pesach, I'd like to share with you an incredibly powerful idea from the Kedushas Yontif. He says that every year, right after Sukkot, the Satan is mekatrik. He denigrates, he casts aspersions on the tshuva that Klal Yisrael does during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Satan says, Rabbanu Shel Olam, every year they promise they will be better. They will change. They will improve. They will learn more Torah, do more chesed, work on their midos, be more careful with tefillah, more united as a people. And you believe them. You write them into the Sefer Chaim Tovim. You bless them with a good year. But Hashem, look what happens. A few weeks go by, and they slowly slip right back into their old habits. They revert back to their old selves. The fire of El and Tishrei fades. The inspiration dims. The promises, they evaporate. So why believe them this time? Why grant them a new year filled with bracha and health and success? You know how this movie will end. So why are you falling for their false promises? And Hashem replies to the Satan, every year, for many months in advance, Klal Yisrael begins preparing for Pesach. They scrub their homes from top to bottom, turning over every room, every closet, every cabinet. They spend weeks kashering their kitchens, covering countertops, buying new dishes. They invest time and effort and money, all to fulfill my will. They buy very expensive matzah and wine and new clothing. They cook and bake Pesach food with much devotion and care. And then, when Pesach finally arrives, they gather around the Seder table with their children and grandchildren, and they say with full hearts and unwavering conviction, Hashata Hacha, Lashana Abba Ba'arid Yisrael. This year we are here, but next year in Eretz Yisrael. And then again, at the end of the Seder, they proclaim, Lashana Abba Yerushalayim. And yet, year after year, there's no Geula, no Mashiach, no Beis HaMikdash, just waiting, just disappointment. But they didn't give up hope. They don't stop believing. The following year, they go through the same process again, with the same faith, with the same passion, the same cheshek, with the same enthusiasm. Again, they clean their homes, and buy the matzah and the wine, and they put on their kittels, and they gather their families around the Seder table, and say with great emunah, Lashana Haba Yerushalayim. And they truly believe it. They believe with every fiber of their being that this year, things will finally be different. This is the year. This year, we'll finally be redeemed from this galus. And for thousands of years, they haven't given up on me. So how can I give up on them? And that is why I write them into my good book. So as we put away the Pesach dishes and step back into our routine, let's carry the message of Pesach with us. Hashem sees our effort. He values our sincerity. He cherishes our unwavering hope. So we ask Him to please reward us for our efforts and to bench us with all of His blessings, refuahs, yeshuas, and everything we need. And may we be zoicha to sit at next year's Seder, not in galus, not just hoping, but rejoicing Yerushalayim with Mashiach Tzidkenu. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.